Today's reading is taken from the book of James, chapter 5, verses beginning from 13 to 18, found on page 1216 in our church Bibles. Page 1216, James chapter 5, beginning to read from verse 13. Is anyone of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise. Is anyone of you sick? He should call the elders of the church to pray over him and anoint him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well, and the Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Elijah was a man just like us. He earnestly prayed that it should not rain, and it did not rain on the land for 3.5 years. Again he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. May the Lord bless this reading.
Last week, Richard was preaching on the chapter, James chapter 5, verses 13 to 18, about the life-changing seeds. Today, we are going to meditate about the same passage, James 5, verses 13 to 18, but about the power of prayer. This is one of the evidences that we can see the richness that God has blessed in the Word of God. It speaks to us in different ways on different occasions. There are two particular difficulties in studying the Scripture. One is the mental difficulty. When you are reading, when you do not understand what you are reading, the Word of God. And another one is a moral difficulty, when you do understand it. Most of the people have moral difficulties than mental difficulties. And if ever there is a book gives about moral difficulty, it is a book of James. It is a frightening book, because when you read once, you cannot plead ignorance. It is one of the easiest books in the Bible that helps us to understand it. But it is one of the hardest books in the Bible to undertake it. Today we read the passage and a couple of verses here. It looks like it's very simple and easy to understand. But we need to ask questions to ourselves whether we are undertaking it in our life. If you are in a trouble, if you are in a difficulty, if you are caught up in an anxiety or suffering or worries about a particular issue, pray about it. Lift them up in prayers to the God who is always keen and quick to listen. 1 Peter 5:7, it says that, cast all your anxieties upon Jesus because he cares for you. We are having the loving God who is always ready to listen all our petitions. We are not worshiping, or we are not praying to the God who is dead or lifeless object. We are praying to the God who is alive and he is true in our midst. Let us not lost our confidence. In happiness, James is asking us to give praises to the Lord, to give thanks to the Lord for all what he has done for us in our lives. And when you are feeling sick, he is asking us to pray again. Call the elders from the church and pray over you, and they will anoint you with oil. In this world, you can see, perhaps there are two major emotions. One is happiness and one is sorrowful. But prayer and praises are seem to be the two main answers and the follow-ups that we need to do after these reactions. Remember the prodigal son story. When he was enjoying all the blessings, all the estate of his share that he has received from his father, you know, he did not even thank his father. What was his attitude? He was enjoying with all his possessions, gathering all his friends, and continued his wild way of living. This must be the attitude of the world. They never realize, where do all these happiness and joyful moments that have been come to them, and they do not understand who is the reason behind it. James is saying here, give praises to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord. Always your mouth be filled with the praises. And what would be the attitude of the godly men or the man of God in those happy moments? They will give praises. They will sing songs to the Lord. Their mouths will be filled with the praises. And it is nothing wrong in saying that we should not enjoy our celebrations, we should not have our happiness. It is nothing wrong in it. But during the midst of celebration, where we keep our God? Where are we keeping our God? Do we give God the most prime importance in those celebrations? Do we go and acknowledge Him for what He has done? Do we thank Him first before going into celebration? Or do we wait? Or do we need time to relax? And in our time of relaxation, in our time of after celebrating the festivals, do we go to God and say Him thanks? I know a man of God. He always sings songs of praises. I have never seen him quiet without singing songs. Must be the time when he is sleeping, talking, or eating, he might not have sang songs. But almost all the time, I have heard him singing songs. Thinking about that recently when he visited us, when your imagination and words are completely engaged in praising the Lord, it will be certainly, we can find out that it will help us to avoid doing most of the sins. Miriam, she is the older sister of Moses and Aaron, and she was singing songs, and she was playing tambourine, and she was dancing with joy with the other women who have been escaped, who have been rescued from Egyptians. After crossing over the Red Sea, she was singing and she was telling to the women, sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. Both hoarse and dry, He has hurled into the sea. She was giving praises to the Lord for the deliverance they have got from God the heaven. And she was thanking God for the protection God has given to them. In the New Testament, we see 10 lepers. They came to Jesus, asking Jesus to heal them. Jesus sent them to show to the priests. When they were walking along the way, they found that they were healed. But only one of the 10 lepers, he realized, where did that healing come from? He understood who was the source behind those healings. And he did not run over to show the priest or he did not run over to show his friends, or he did not enjoy his healing, what God has given. Instead, he was the only one who returned back out of the 10 lepers. And he came back to Jesus and he was giving thanks. Lord, thank you for the healing you have given. Well, you must ask, I have never experienced Red Sea crossing in my life, or nor experienced healing from the dreadful disease. What should I thank God for now? Is there anything there to praise God? Let me tell you, there are 10,000 reasons for us to thank God. We are alive. We are breathing today. Thank God for that. We have good eyes. We are reading the scriptures. We should thank God. We are sitting here for more than 1 hour. Some people in the world, they cannot even sit for a single minute. We need to thank God for that. We have a nice sanctuary here, and we are all sheltered in. We don't need to run away for miles to hear the good news. We should thank God for that. We can keep on thanking. We can keep on praising. That's why the psalmist said, 1,000 tongues are not enough to praise my Lord the Savior. What if in the troublesome days people do? People of the world, when they are in the downtrodden days, they will grumble. They will complain against God. They will come and mourning for that. But the man of faith, the woman of faith, his attitude, her attitude will be completely different. He will fall unto the feet of Jesus. He will lay, or she will lay all her burdens unto the feet of Jesus. Because he or she, the man and woman of faith, they realize, where does their help comes from? The help comes from the maker of the heavens and the earth. They know that. So they run unto Jesus. They run unto God. They pray over to them, Lord, please help us. That is the attitude of the people of God. Prayer, it is very essential. Very essential, and it is like a breath of our spiritual life. And we need to develop the habit of prayer in our day-to-day life. Our church has provided lots of facilities, lots of opportunities to pray. Praying for ourselves, praying for family, praying for children, pray for the person sitting nearby, pray for our church congregation, pray for the church, pray for the nation. So many things God has given us. God has burdened us. This is one of the commandments. God has asked us to pray for each other. The church is producing impact prayer sheet every week. Some are getting electronically and some are receiving in hard copies. We need to pray about the people. We need to pray for BMS mission. We need to pray for the open doors ministry. They are all listed out here. And there is a prayer time every Sunday after service. The stewards are here. Go and pray with them. There is a prayer meeting happening once in a month. Just once in a month. For 1 hour. Third Friday of every month. At 7:30. Please come and pray for the church. Last week, Friday at 7 o'clock, seven of us gathered here. We prayed for each and every one of you here. We prayed for your health. We prayed for your healing. We prayed for your job or anything. We have listed out and prayed for all of you. Come and join us. This is the burden God has asked us. This is one of the things we need to pray for each other. In Spurgeon's, in one of my pastoral course time, my tutor was giving this advice. He was saying that the best plan, the best thing, that you can do to keep yourself closer to God in prayer is to find a friend of monk. Get a monk as your friend. It is true to some extent. You know that monks live a dedicated, prayerful life. We can learn something from their behaviors. When I was working in Imperial College before, I had a good Muslim friend. She is a good friend, indeed to some extent, that she never been to church before, but she came to our church here for my induction service. One day, we were planning and we were going for a lunch to the cafeteria. We were walking towards the cafeteria. We saw a Muslim student. She was running before us, running towards us. She was out of breath. She was looking something she lost. She was searching for something desperately. We were thinking, why she is running like that? She came towards us. Of course, she realized my friend is a Muslim because she was wearing the hijab. And she was running towards her. And she asked her, can you show me any quiet place because I need to pray? Because this is the time for my prayer. This is my mid-noon prayer time. Can you please show that? And my friend was saying, why don't you go to the chapel nearby where I go? And the friend and the student was saying, no, I don't have time. I need to finish it now. Why? How they are fervently searching their God in prayer. Do we do? Are we fervently seeking like those? We are worshiping the true and living God. We have experienced the goodness. We have seen in the Word of God what He could do. Nothing is impossible for God. He is all in all in our life. How much we have dedicated to go unto Him, to pray unto Him. Have we done like those? I learned one thing from those people, making a five-a-day prayer. Yeah, we Christians, we say that, oh, I don't want to follow the custom. I don't want to be like numbers counted. I want to pray in truth and spirit. Even one time, if I pray, it is fine. God is Emmanuel. He is living in me. So it's fine. I have freedom in Christ. So I can pray whenever I like. Yes, these are all true. But in the Bible, has it ever said, praying for a long time, praying for a number of times, are forbidden? No. This is one of the communication tools God has provided us to make an access. We can go unto Him anytime with the same freedom, with the same truth and spirit. Why not five-a-day prayer? Think about it. Prayer and praises are the evidences of our Christian faith. James is saying here, if you are sick, go and ask the elders from the church to come and anoint you with oil and pray over you. What do the people of the world do? They immediately look for the reasons or causes behind those illness and sicknesses. They run for the medical advice. They go to the doctors. Their mind will be completely filled with the thoughts of how to resolve that sickness using the facilities available around. Nothing wrong in that. Doctors, medicines, and all these technologies are developed by God. These are all formed by God for our own benefit. But the man of faith, his attitude, his approach will be slightly different. You know what he needs to do? James is saying, we need to seek the mind of Christ in our illness and sicknesses. The people of God, firstly, will go and pray to God for the reason behind the sickness, and they will look unto their own hearts. They examine themselves whether there are any sins lying in the bottom of the heart, in the darkest places? Is there anything else there being a hindrance, being a blockage in receiving healing from the Lord? And James says here, confess your sins to each other. Pray for each other. You may be healed. James is saying that. Confess your sins. You can call for the elders. Elders can come and anoint you with oil and they pray with you. Confessing each other. The sins we need to cleanse off. Not only for sicknesses and illness I am talking about. It is about any distress, any disappointment, any prayers that you are praying for a longer years, for longer time. First, pray to God. Examine yourselves. Ask Him for forgiveness. Cleanse your sins with the grace of His mercy. And if there is anything grudging against the person nearby, reconcile with them. Confess each other's. Forgive one another. Pray for one another. The Lord's Prayer is teaching us. We have been asked to pray to the Lord. Lord, forgive my sins as we forgive those who sin against us. We may be healed. There is a selfish attitude in that. Because of our own self-healing, we are going to forgive others. We are going to reconcile with each other. Nothing wrong in it. We are following the word of God. We want blessing. We want healing. We know Job's story. We know what happened at the end. Thank God that God has kept the last blessing just on one chapter, last chapter. Otherwise, we would forget what happened to his early period. Rather, we will be concentrating on his blessings only. Job, after he had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes. I like this King James version. I didn't pick up from NIV. NIV, it says that, more better than this, when Job was praying for his friends, he was restored. When did he receive the blessing? God gave him double portion of blessings. When did he give? When he prayed for his friends. Who were their friends, his friends? They were the friends who were accusing against Job. They were all sitting around and accusing against Job. Job, when he started praying for his friends, God gave him the blessing. That is the one thing we need to learn from this. Pray for one another. Once we have prayed, once we have asked God to look into our darkest places, once we have asked the Holy Spirit to come and cleanse our sins, forgiveness is there for sure. And we know that we are going to do repenting for our sins to God, not only that, but also praying for one another. Confess our sins to each other, and we may be healed. But after that, I want to remind you one thing here. All our sicknesses are not due to sins. Keep that in mind. But after having done all these things, we can leave the rest in God's hands. Let His will be done. Paul, he was praying to God to remove his thorn in the flesh. He was praying 3 times. God said, "My grace is sufficient for you." And then what Paul was saying, he said, "I prayed. God said his grace is sufficient for me. So now onwards, I am going to boast gladly upon my weaknesses so that the power of God may rest upon me." Wonderful thing. Even if we are not healed, even if we are not received the prayers as we have expected, after we have done the regular practices which we discuss now, leave it in God's hands. His grace is sufficient. He will supply grace to us. In addition to that, He will supply His strength as well to bear the burden when we are going through. Yes, we have seen the prayer and praises are essentials for our Christian life. Troublesome days, pray to God. Happy days, rejoice, give praises to the Lord. How do we offer this prayer? In the same passage, and the prayer offered in faith, they were answered. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful. Third one, Elijah. James is giving here an example. Elijah, he prayed earnestly. Faith, righteous, earnest. We need to offer our prayers through these modes. Unless we have faith, we cannot please God. It is impossible to please Him. James, in the first chapter we read, ask in faith. Do not doubt about that. If you are doubting about that, then it will be like the wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Better that person does not expect anything else. That's what James is saying. We need to have faith in asking to the Lord. Remember all the goodness He has done before us. And we go unto Him and ask for any needs of our prayer. Prayer of a righteous person. Are we righteous? Our righteousness is like a filthy rag. It has to be damnished. But I become righteous through faith in Christ. Philippians 3:9 says that. All righteousness belongs to God alone. He is the true righteous. But when we believe in what Jesus has done on the Calvary, on the cross, for our sins, when He died for us, He makes us righteous. The faith in Christ makes us righteous. So we are all righteous people. We are all having faith because we experience the goodness in life. Earnest. We may be praying for some issues once, twice, thrice, and then we'll get tired. It's enough. Lord, I don't know. I'm tired of praying about that again. Let me leave it. God is asking us to pray earnestly. Elijah, he was praying. He was praying not once or twice. He was compared as the same human like us. In 1 Kings chapter 18, when you read it, the first verse, it says that God is telling, I will send the rain. Elijah was holding that promise and he was praying continuously until the rain was poured out. That was the earnest prayer. He prayed for 7 times and the prayer was answered. And the prayer was answered like when he didn't want rain, it was not raining for 3.5 years. When he wanted rain, there was rain after 7 times prayer, earnest prayer. We have seen men of faith in the Bible. Many people, they prayed in faith, righteousness, and earnest. And all those prayers have been answered. Answered in the way God likes, in His time, according to His sovereignty, according to His mercy. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank You, Lord, that You have instituted a prayer in our life of Christ. Lord, You showed us how we need to pray to our God the Father. When You were living on this earth, how many times, Lord, You set apart from the people and prayed on Your own and prayed with the disciples and prayed with the people. Good examples You have set for us, Lord. Help us to follow that, those examples. Help us to pray. Help us to come unto You when we are in struggle. Lord, help us to praise You, give You the foremost importance before all the other celebrations join. Lord, help us to pray to You in faith, in righteousness, and earnestly. We believe the Lord who worship always our prayer answering God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us sing the last hymn, Lord of all hopefulness. Members meeting after the service, so please come back 10 to 12 and we can start the members meeting. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.